Hello, this is Veronica. Good afternoon. It's actually afternoon. It's seldom that I'm on here in the afternoon. And it's seldom that I'm alone. I'm actually not alone. But I'm without Joe. Joe is tucked away in Carmichael Hall studying for an eczema that must not be named. But I'm joined by... First of all, this is Songs with Words, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio, and I'm joined by my dear, beautiful friends. Please introduce yourself, friends. Who are we?
I'm Eli.
This is Toby.
This is Talia.
Welcome. It's so lovely to have you here. This is a reunion of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah, this is a reunion. We've all been here before together. I'm just so happy
at this very time, but on a different day.
Was it?
It was the same time.
Yeah, I just walked past the three of them, and they're like, "Hey, Talia, we're gonna go to the radio." And I said, "Well, I don't have my Dostoevsky with me, but I'll come away."
We're just smart, tough students like that. We read Dostoevsky.
It's not a big deal. Yeah, so don't
but
make
it,
a big deal.
It's also kind of a big deal though. Yeah. So, like, if you did, like, I wouldn't be offended, you know?
Because I know part of you wanted to go home and get it.
It but I just couldn't refrain from being here with you.
We're happy that you came here instead.
Yeah.
So what were we just listening to, Veronica?
We were just listening to Didn't I by Durando.
Ugh, what a tune.
What a tune.
What a tune.
Ah, quel tune.
What a great tune. The first time I heard it was on KCRW.
That's awesome. Yeah, I have never listened to KCRW in my life.
Really?
I don't have white parents.
Okay. Me neither. East Coast.
You didn't listen to KCRW?
I did not listen to KCRW.
You said you don't have white parents.
Yeah, that too.
It's really, it was great. And then there's also a remix to that song. That's like a little bit more
groovy.
Like if you want to like bop your head a little bit as opposed to swaying, there's a remix to that song that's absolutely fire.
Oh.
By like Allison something.
Okay.
I think that's one of the most important questions of our time is to sway or to bop. Mm. You know?
That's so Hamlet-esque.
Are you a swayer or a bopper, everyone?
I mean, it depends. Oh. Like if I can only have one, I feel like I'd have to sway.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I have to bop.
I agree. I feel like I'm predisposed to bop, but I choose to sway.
Honestly, I'm a chronic swayer.
You would be a swayer, though. You give swayer vibes. Yeah.
But you weren't swaying at the WMFO show.
No,
you
I wasn't, bopping. Because
you were
there
bopping.
Were bops, like,
they were bops.
Emerging from,
that
the,
was
from the void.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That was
shout out to Eli.
Shout out to Eli. Shout out to
who is tickling the ivories on his little tiny...
Took all those ivories.
His mini piano.
I like posted a picture of it or something like that, and my cousin swiped up and said, "Is that a lap steel?" But it was just a little.
What is a lap steel?
A lap, like a little. It's like a little. Like, wow, wow, wow.
Oh, a little wow, wow, wow. Ah,
it's on your lap.
It just
like
is it like a? It just like reiterated Eli's Schroeder-ness.
Yes,
which is also enhanced by the fact that he's wearing the T-shirt that. Right now, in this moment, he's wearing the T-shirt that he wore to beat Schroeder for Halloween.
Mm.
Wow. I'm ready to move on.
And Schroeder didn't wear overalls, but I feel like if Schroeder were Eli today, Schroeder would have. You know what I mean?
I wish there were pictures that went with this show.
I know.
Like it's kind of.
Where's the slideshow? Like.
Yeah, like a good slideshow.
Just like take our word for it that Eli's wearing an awesome outfit.
For those who don't know, he has this lovely like brownish blondish hair. It's very curly and
the ringlets. Stop. The ringlets just fall perfectly in front of his eyes.
You just want to go.
Yes.
Okay. So, hey. Let's hear another song. This one was chosen by Toby. Toby, tell us, what song is it?
This is Holy Holy, and for those who struggle with words sometimes, as I do, it's like holy like in its entirety, and then holy like praying by Marvin Gaye off of What's Going On.
Two homophones.
Good word.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a bop.
I'm so excited to hear it. I
me
hope
too,
it's
me too.
I hope it's holy.
Oh, will holler love, love, love across the nation. Oh, oh.
Okay, that was, what was that, Talia?
The most recent one, that was mm-hmm. Thanksgiving in Sacramento by, I want to say, is it John?
John Bryan. John Bryan.
Yes, from the Lady Bird soundtrack. Mm-hmm. I listened to that song a criminal amount.
Yeah, but it's a 51, yeah. It's a 51 second, like, emotional ride, I feel
it's
like.
It's an emotional ride, you're right. Have you ever been to Sacramento? Cool.
Did you, I have a question.
Yes. Okay.
Oh. Wait. No, I don't have a question. It was like gonna be funny. It's not funny. Who's been to Sacramento? I've never been to Sacramento.
I just went to Sacramento over winter break.
Did you drive there?
I flew there, and I flew through.
Did you drive in Sacramento?
I didn't. I flew through the SMF airport.
Has anyone here driven in Sacramento?
No, I've never been to Sacramento. We were supposed to go for a school trip in like fourth grade. To, like, I don't know, mine for gold, learn about history or something.
Did you know?
We never went. What?
I was in a car
I just
ride.
Keep, like, getting ideas of things to say, and then I just realize that they're just going to fall flat.
Say
first, I was going to ask, like, did you get emotional the first time you drove in Sacramento?
That's hilarious.
Because that's hilarious.
But
yeah.
The thing is that I never
But nobody here has driven in Sacramento. And then I was going to say that, like,
but I didn't
maybe on your field trip you would have like learned about Joan Didion because she's like awesome Sacramento
native. That's the thing.
Native.
Remember when we hung out when we were both in Los Angeles and it was such a California-esque day because there was Joan Didion and then we were just reuniting there and what else was so California?
We went to the UCLA Art Museum.
Yeah.
The Hammer.
And there was just like there were other
And then we watched Lady Bird.
We watched Lady Bird, that's what it was. And mm-hmm. there was just so much
And
California.
We were at the beach.
And we were by the beach. Very, very California. Which mm-hmm.
And we drove
and
like a hideous
emotional.
Amount.
Driving in Venice makes me emotional. Driving in Los Angeles makes me emotional.
It does, yeah.
And it also sometimes makes me angry, irrationally.
Mm.
That's what life's about, you know? Getting mm-hmm. irrationally angry.
Yeah.
Do we have any Sacramento reviews?
I spent most of my time at UC Davis. Which is technically not in Sacramento. Mm.
But
it's
Lady
really
Bird,
close.
Lady Bird, relevant. Because that's where she's supposed to go to college.
Oh, right.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All my friends from high school somehow ended up at UC Davis. So it was nice and positive emotions.
That's nice and positive
like
emotions.
It
it's better than most
they like
places.
It there?
They like it there.
Well, I don't really think I know many people at Davis, but it seems like a good place to go.
Yeah.
Well, it's in California.
Yeah, it's in California, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that ever.
I have a friend that, like, takes care of a horse there, and he really likes it.
Yeah, they have a big, like, agricultural...
Yeah, it was,
outdoor,
like, an agrarian college.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome. Eli, the next song we're going to hear is yours. You wrote it and made it and produced it and
That's awesome, because I also don't really know how it goes, because I just found it the other day. But I remember liking it. It's called Genina by... Bango? Bongo?
The best kind of songs are when you don't really know how to pronounce it and you struggle
awesome.
And you learn something
yeah,
from
those
it.
Are the best.
I think those are the only good songs. Mm. Anything you can pronounce, bad song.
If I snap next to the microphone, does it come out well or does it like...
It kind of comes out.
It sounds like a snap.
Oh, that was really good.
Oh, I hit
wow.
the mic.
Should we hear... Whoa.
Did it work?
Whoa.
Isn't
that sounds
crazy?
Like... Wait, we're not allowed to have water in the studio, right? What was that?
Shh.
my brother can do that really well. I'm not. I can't. But if I got a top of an acorn and I cleaned it out, I could whistle through it.
Well, if I got a blade of grass,
it'd be over. You should see me with a blade of grass.
We all tried to make the same joke.
Okay. So let's hear Ganina by Bingo.
Quando você diz pra mim que é minha, teu doce nome repito, Geninha. Eu gosto tanto de ser sempre ser teu. Não há ninguém mais feliz.
That was Haley by Big Thief, and honestly, it wouldn't be an episode of Songs with Words if Adrienne Lenker was not here with us today.
You should get her on the show.
She's with me everywhere I go, I think. She really is. I think if there's honestly one musician that I would really want to just hang out with for a day, it's her, because she's, like, awesome.
And she's awesome.
She shaped her head.
Really?
And that's not even the best part. She's just, like, awesome. You know, like, do you know who... Is anyone familiar with, like, Buck Meek?
I don't think I know Buck Meek.
Mm-mm.
So, I think he's a member of Big Thief, and still is.
He's a big thief?
He's a big thief. He's one of the big thieves.
He's
like, the biggest thief. And...
That's up for debate.
And they were married and divorced. And they have, like, an album together that they made. And it's really wonderful.
Is it the
it's
one
awesome.
With, like...
The one with Buck Meek on it.
No, I know.
It's, like, A-Sides.
Okay, I'm gonna look, but...
I think it's A-Sides.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
It's the solo album. It's the solo
album. Is it Red at all?
Is it before or after?
I know
the
that
divorce?
One.
I think after.
Interesting.
But I don't know. I couldn't
that
confirm
has,
for
there's
sure.
a lot of context to that. A
yeah.
lot more behind that album.
She's just, like...
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
It's kind of like how Jenny Slate mm-hmm. made Marcel the Shell with Shoes On with, like, her divorcee.
She made it with her divorcee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She did.
Wow.
And you know
B-sides,
who looks
right?
just like Marcel the Shell with Shoes On? I have coincidentally two friends who look just like Marcel the Shell with Shoes. And their names are Veronica and Joe. And
it's really true.
Like
I've
Joe.
Said this. You like sound like...
You do give definitely Shell vibes.
And I
also Jenny Slate vibes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And also Hannah gives Jenny Slate.
Hannah looks exactly
yeah,
like Jenny
true.
Slate. And I've been saying this.
And yeah.
I've been saying this.
But I will say, like, Shameless Marcel the Shell plug. That is one of the best movies, like, of our
Shameless
time.
Plug. It is
yeah.
one of
shameless.
The best movies. I was like, I haven't, like... sobbed at a movie in a while, and that really got me.
Can I be honest? I've never seen it because I was just like never in a headspace in which I was ready to see it. Because I like I saw the little videos before there was a movie.
You need to get ready to have like your life change.
I know.
It's
just like, do I need to change
my
life?
Yeah, it's not even just you won't just sob. At first, you'll laugh and you'll cry of happiness and you'll feel and you'll feel literally so many emotions because it's so freaking adorable.
I think like to encapsulate my experience with it is that it like began my inner child healing journey.
Yeah.
Oh, began
because it was like
wow.
so like so good as like a young person movie, but it was just so good.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's all of those things, and yeah, I don't think you really need to be in any particular headspace.
No,
to
you
watch
don't,
it.
Because it's gonna, it's just gonna.
It's gonna, it's right gonna put you like where you need to be.
It's gonna be like a hug, you know,
it's
like
just like a hug. It's not gonna push you in farther in one direction or the other. It's just exactly what you need at that time in your life.
Yeah.
I've seen it 3 times.
I watched it.
Telling people to see it, and then I'm like, well, I'll watch it with you. It's great.
I've seen it twice, and one of those times was without audio.
Oh
on
my
the
god!
Airplane.
That's ridiculous.
That was really funny.
That's actually ridiculous.
That was like, it was really adorable though, because I was asleep. And then, Eli was just like watching it. It reminded me of my mom.
Yeah.
Like my mom does that. She just sits and watches a movie with no headphones on.
I don't know why I did that. Do you remember? Maybe
I
like didn't
have
headphones.
I feel like you definitely did. It was just like, you just wanted to experience it in a different way. And
I wanted to see
that.
If I held up without the voice.
And it did.
Yeah. I fell asleep, but yeah.
Yeah, but like in a good way, like
it's a classic.
Yeah.
I feel like if I went to a movie, by the way, the three of the other people on this show went to see a movie, went to see The Big Lebowski, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was good fun.
And who fell asleep?
Me.
Veronica.
Uh-huh. Big surprise there.
Big
and
surprise.
You were talking.
Big surprise at the Big Lebowski.
Well, I need to talk. I'm sorry.
To
Toby was like, what is it called when you do that in a movie?
Someone's gun.
No, it was like a style of movie. And like, I don't know what it is, but I'm wondering if it's actually like a definitive style or.
I think it's just an attribute of a movie.
Okay. I don't know my movies well.
I don't.
I want to learn.
I think that was a fine time to talk in a movie, because there was a person behind me who was saying the lines before they were happening.
That's embarrassing.
Honestly, I feel like that's
unless
a win.
I'm
I want to be that guy.
More girls, then
exactly.
Can do
that. Yeah.
Exactly. Like I can do that when I watch more girls. But
only
anyway,
well, you're different than everybody else is the thing.
Well,
you're allowed to do things.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Guys, we're just gabbing our mouths off.
Look at us.
Too many words, not enough songs. I'm really excited for this next song chosen by
As
Toby
I,
because Toby played it for me yesterday and I was like, Toby, I know the song, I love this song, like thank you for reminding me how much I love it.
It's such a wonderful song. For anyone wondering, this was re-released by the Numero Group, which is a label founded in 2003 that re-releases old songs that weren't big, and they make them big again. And this was hidden in junk sales and stuff and passed around, and now it's Penny and the Quarters are here to bring you and me happiness.
And it's awesome.
I love this song.
And
oh my goodness.
And we're gonna hear it right now. Let's hear it. You and me, Penny and the Quarters.
Nobody, baby, but you and me.
Teasing you there.
So that was Teo Licks by Amy Winehouse from her Frank album, which is an amazing album and, in my opinion, the best Amy Winehouse album. Mm. It's a little tiny, like, 39-second long song, but it's very nice and jazzy. She has lots of little jazzy gems hidden amongst her songs. And I would recommend listening to that whole album and all of the jazz bits, because she's got a beautiful jazz voice. I just saw this video of her singing. It just sounded just like Billie Holiday. Mm. And it made me nostalgic for something that I have never lived through.
It just really sucks that we don't have a camera in here right now, because if the people could see
that I am Amy
they
Winehouse,
could see that Talia is Amy Winehouse's doppelganger.
In so many ways. Yeah. But also some people really deny that fact, such as my family.
But they're lying. They're lying to themselves and they're lying to the world.
Yeah, deny was a good word to use.
Yeah, but my middle name is also Jade, and so is Amy Winehouse's middle name.
Mm. So it was on purpose. Okay.
Kawinkydink, I think not.
When did Amy Winehouse die?
I have no idea. Okay. Should I know that? Because, like,
and also, when
wasn't she 27? Wasn't she in the 27 Club? Whatever.
She's in the 27
she Club.
What's
27
the 27 club?
It's all the celebrities who died at 27.
That's weird.
It's like a lot of them.
She died in 2011. She was.
Oh, okay.
That's much later than I thought.
Yeah, me too. I thought maybe she died in, like, 2002. And then, like, Talia was born in 2003.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's like some Buddhist, like, reincarnation type of beat. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Not the case, though. No. But, you know, you carry her spirit.
How,
and that's really
how do I do this math? What's 2011?
She was 27, yeah.
Okay, wow. That's
thank you, Eli.
You ask me.
We have a PSA.
Okay, let's do it.
A piece of advice.
What are you doing?
Oh!
This one? You start.
Driver.
Personal shopper.
Financial manager.
Nurse.
And?
Daughter.
At AARP.
They.
Understand.
The.
Many.
Roles.
Caregivers.
Play.
That's.
Why.
They.
Created.
AARP.org/caregiving. It's.
An.
Online.
Resource.
Center.
That.
Connects.
You.
With.
Experts.
And.
Other.
Caregivers.
Together.
We.
Can.
Be. Better.
Care. Care for.
Ourselves
and
the
ones
we
love.
Visit
aarp.org/caregiving
to learn more.
Brought to you
by
AARP
and
the
Ad
Council.
Yay!
I love it when she does the excited, the screaming audience. It feels so real.
It's just what's needed.
It's like they're here with us.
I know. It's awesome. Eli!
What?
It's your song! What? It's your song next! Oh. I love this song. Thank you for choosing it.
I thought it was called Valerie.
That's so Amy Winehouse core.
But it's called Flowering. And Jeff Tweedy says Flowering, and it sounds like Valerie.
Yeah. Valerie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's exactly
no, you got it.
Goes,
do you have any words, any more words to say about it before we hear this lovely tune?
I don't really remember when I heard this for the first time. It might have been...
I feel like...
On my Amtrak to Pittsfield, honestly.
No way.
I think it's... Because that's when I liked it on Spotify.
Wait, what's Pittsfield?
Where I went to see my dad.
Okay. I thought... Never mind. I didn't know it was Pittsfield. Okay, that's awesome because I feel like I've shared this song with you like before that.
It's possible. I just like I was going through my like songs and adding stuff to this playlist, mm-hmm. and it was within the last month.
Okay, well.
So I'm so sorry.
Rediscovery. No, that's okay. Well, honestly, I feel like I'm rediscovering. Like I rediscover songs all the time.
Thanks for saying that.
Yeah. It's just part of the experience.
We're just all learning all the time. You know?
We're just learning.
Lifelong learners.
Here at Tufts University.
Here at Tufts University.
Yes. And even after, we're still learning.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
For life.
Can I say the thing? Let's get into it.
Let's
hear it.
Let's hear it. Flowering.
Thank you. danger. Don't deceive. Angel master can't retreat. No, they're not hung high in the trees. Spilling oceans existing to
Okay, that was Driving Home by Yola Tango.
That was awesome.
I love Yola Tango. Which, do you love Yola Tango?
I love Yola
Tango. Do you think
Tango.
That people know that you love Yola Tango?
I hope they do.
I think they should know. The one time when, well, I'm always hurt when Eli and Veronica hang out without me.
You should be. It is a personal affront to you.
Joke,
don't forget it.
Making a joke. I think I might have made it too many times. And no. They went to, oh wait, was it the two of you that went to the Yola Tango?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Yola Tango opened for Japanese breakfast. Mm. And I would have done absolutely anything to go to that. And I would love
it
to
was,
do another time.
It was
and when
awesome.
You went, you also went to the Jonathan.
No, we didn't, because I was deathly ill for that.
Yeah.
That would have been awesome.
Deathly.
If Yola Tango and Jonathan Richmond?
Yeah.
Ah.
Richmond. They played together.
He's got glasses, right?
If they were
he's like seven,
no.
band together,
so
I would.
Oh.
If they had one fan, it would be me. If
you know
they had
what?
Two fans, it would be me and you. And if they had three fans, it would be
no.
the three of us.
Okay. In Eli's bedroom, there is a poster for a concert that was Belle and Sebastian and Jonathan Richmond.
Oh,
and
my
if
gosh.
That if that happened,
it was like
I would
the,
be.
If
the,
they had one fan, it would be.
I yeah. might be wrong, but I think that poster is from a concert that's like 2 days before 9/11 or something.
What?
Or 2 days
you're
after,
right.
in
yeah,
which case
Belle and
maybe
Sebastian,
it didn't happen.
They've been around
yeah.
that long?
Yeah.
Word.
Are they still?
They're like not really around.
They're still kicking, but they're a little bit too kicking, honestly.
Yeah.
I think like they had their time and it's over and
stop.
They just need to like respect.
That's sad.
That.
I don't like that attitude.
No, I mean like I think they should, okay, I think they should have like continued, like I don't think they should have like, I don't think they changed, like they metamorphosized for the better.
They need,
honestly.
Okay, I see. I see.
It could have been like a new group familiar. Or something. Like,
yeah. I don't know.
It's always cool when artists like keep going and then they continue to like explore new things with themselves. And obviously,
such as Yola Tango.
It's obviously, it's a different experience with every like it's a different journey with every different artist. But there was an artist in the MFA, Frank Bowling, who had some really awesome art, and it was just his 89th birthday the other day. Happy birthday, Frank Bowling!
Happy birthday, Frank Bowling!
Anyway, and he made some really awesome art in like the 70s or something like that, and he was just like now like last year experimenting with a new kind of like pouring paint over things, and it's just
that's
awesome how he continues to
like
at the ripe age of
89. Has anyone ever, this is a niche question, has anyone ever really looked into the work of Kandinsky?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Okay.
But like, I loved
abstract,
how niche it was. Like I'm familiar, but
I think
have you?
Art school.
Yes, I have.
And so the answer to your question is yes.
Yes, the answer is yes. But like he goes from like really like thick brushstroke like view of like an Amsterdam street to like some crazy geometric like expressionist stuff that looks like it looks like a roller coaster and a jazz piece all in one, and it's awesome.
That's
anyways.
That's all I know.
That's just like. You know,
a fun.
The artists,
it's part of the words.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
The artists they develop and they change. Anyways, that was a song without words. So
yeah. Wait, can I just say, I still am baffled that Yolo Tango opened for Japanese Breakfast.
I know. I think they did like a switcheroo.
Maybe it was a double headline.
But the people were excited for Japanese Breakfast more than anything.
No.
No?
There were a lot. Well, sure. But me, I was there.
We were there for Ira.
I was there for Ira. but as I was saying, that was a song without words. No. That was a song without words. So, in keeping with the tradition of this show, I have brought some words. They're just a few words, but I really like them. And so, in one of my classes, we were talking about the work of translating haiku and how it's virtually impossible. Mm. And we read 43 different translations for one single haiku, or I think it was a waku.
It was a waku. You're right.
5757.
It ends in two.
Seven, seven, seven?
57577. Yeah. It's 32 syllables, I think it was.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. Anyways, I chose one of them and I really like it and I'm going to read it for you all. It's translated by someone, Chambers, in 2002.
Paul Chambers?
No, I think it's a woman. It's originally written by. Oh, it's Anthony Chambers, actually. He's the author of something. I don't know.
Nice. Love an author of something.
Anyways, I don't remember who originally wrote the poem. Let's see. I don't know. But...
Read it for us. Why don't you read it for us?
This was translation 42. The moon is not that moon, nor the spring of old, and I alone... am as I was before.
Yeah.
So
that was really nice.
So time goes on and the moon is the same, but it can't be the same.
It's never the same. What is the same? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Wanted to add that I found out about a new form of poetry just now because I had to read some Patricia Smith for my poetry class, and one of them was called Tankas. And then I realized that was the name of a type of poem. It's a free verse 31 syllable poem originating in Japan that was historically written in one unbroken line.
That's cool.
But now it's usually in five lines. Just wanted to add that.
I like that.
One line.
Is this Patricia Smith, also known as Patty Smith?
No. I said the same thing. Yeah.
There's different ones.
This one is a poet.
Did she know it?
She was a poet and she. Yeah.
Okay. So time is a ticking.
All right. Yeah, sorry.
So we're going to hear a Toby song. What is it, Toby?
This is Naked As We Came by Aaron and Wine. It's a very calm one. Arguably a swayer, maybe even a sitter.
Ooh.
So don't fall asleep if you're driving.
I love a sitter. You know, when I first started driving, I could only listen to like really calm, like kind of sad, somber music because I was really nervous.
It's a really fun fact. I still get nervous when I drive, but I don't drive in that much.
So. Yeah.
Anyways.
But it's lovely.
New Yorkers. Okay, let's
sorry, we're better than everyone.
Let's hear Naked As We Came.
Spread our ashes.
She says, if I leave before you, darling, don't you waste me in the ground. I lay smiling like a sleeping children. One of us will die inside these arms. Eyes wide open, naked as we came. One will spread our ashes round.
Qui est pour tout le monde.
Vous venez d'entendre Death of a Phone Call par Whatever Dad, choisi par Talia. Merci Talia.
C'est un choix fantastique, magnifique.
Oui, ça c'était pour Joe qui étudie dur
Joe.
Pour l'examen français.
J'aime cette personne. Ouais, bien sûr.
But I didn't actually, I was just joking, you guys.
How do the French laugh?
But when they write it, don't they write it like, do they write it with the ha? No, that's just a
wait,
that's just Spanish.
They say MDR. Yeah.
MDR.
What is that?
Mort de rire.
MDR. Mort de rire.
That's like laughter. Their LOL. It wow. means dying
Can you
of
say
laughter.
The thing about I worry about everyone again.
J'inquiète pour tout le monde.
You're so. S-E-X-Y.
Whoa.
Am I allowed to say that?
Arrête.
Arrête. Tu es trop, Talia. Oh là là.
That is a beautiful song.
Hop là.
Guys, that reminds me of in my French 3 class, we learned how to like French flattery and like complimenting how people when they compliment like in French culture like they don't really mean it. It's like and like when they're like being backhanded about something like
it's
they
so
like
American.
Like if I saw
oh,
your overalls
they would do
or
that.
No if I saw if you had like a little hat on mm-hmm. and I saw it I'd be like c'est quoi ce truc?
What is this thing?
Oh, je l'aime.
Oh, like, I love
like,
it.
What is this thing?
I learned in.
And you can't accept flattery. Like, it's, like, sinful.
What
you have to be
say?
Like, arrête.
In Japanese, they're also obsessed with this, like, flattery and, like weird politeness. So if you ask somebody out and they don't want to go, they say, choto, which means a little. Is how they say no to things.
Like, I kind of don't want to go.
Like, when you ask someone out.
Yeah, like, if one were to do that, that is what would happen. Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
Okay, good to know. I have a lot of things to say to people now to mm-hmm. be mean to them and to reject them. I'm so glad I have these in my back pocket.
But more do you need in life, you know what I mean?
And what do Americans say when they reject people and when they flatter people? I don't know. A lot of things, I guess.
Okay. Nice. Ça, c'était Songs with Words. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's what
merci
this is.
À mes.
Je vous remercie.
Mes hôtes.
Mes hôtes.
My guests.
Ouais.
Mes hôtes.
That sounds very Hebrew. Mes hôtes.
Et bisous à les écouteurs.
Ah oui! Merci pour avoir. Pour, oh, oh.
Nous vous remercions.
I just got an 86
on
my French
test. Yeah, I got a 75, so.
Everybody speaks French.
We're going to
lose listeners.
They're dropping. Like flies. How do you say flies in French?
Merci.
Les mouches.
Les mouches.
Les mouches.
Okay.
Our next song is...
Our last song
is Fiona Apple.
It's not Fiona Apple because we don't have time for Fiona Apple.
I'm just kidding. Our last song is Father John Misty.
No, it's not. It's the Beatles.
It's Wings? Oh, no.
It's not Wings. Guys. Woo! We talk too much. We talked far too much.
Oh, it's too lovely, though.
Yeah. I had a great time. Anyways, yeah. Eli, what's our last song? Tell us.
This is Sun King by the Beatles.
Oh.
Awesome. Let's hear it. Bye, guys. We love you.
Bye-bye.
À tout à l'heure.
On vous aime. À tout à l'heure.
À bientôt.
À bientôt.